I'm Tyler Borman, and this is WRPR News. Reality television, the top of the rock, the absolute peak of human artistic output. Sistine Chapel? Nah. The Mona Lisa? The Hanging Gardens of Ancient Babylon? No way. No how. Give us TLC's I Found the Gown, AMC's Comic Book Men, or MTV's infamous Jersey Shore. These shows are true art. Well, don't you agree? You're the ones tuning in. You're the ones who's dying to find out what happens next week on Real Housewives, aren't you? You're the ones that would just love to be on one of these shows. Well, wouldn't you? To learn more about the ins and outs of reality television, WRPR's Kerry Goldberg and I talked to Anthony Lucenti, co-creator of a casting company in New York City.
I am one of the owners of the House of Casting Belt, which essentially is a boutique casting house here in New York City. We specialize in casting all things non-scripted. So that can either be documentaries, that can be reality sort of commercials, or like reality TV and all of its like delicious goodness.
What do you think draws people to reality TV? And furthermore, what do you think draws people to be on reality TV and air their dirty laundry to the world?
I think people watch reality TV for a lot of different reasons, because there are so many genres of it. I think people started realizing that everyday stories were sometimes more unbelievable and fascinating and escapist than some of the sort of crafted stories that people were seeing on air. So I think people at the end of the day want to be entertained no matter what it is. And that is a multitude of things. I mean, you can be entertained by seeing people in a better situation than you are. You could be entertained by seeing people in a worse situation than you are. So I think people watch to escape their reality. But I think people also at the end of the day like seeing people and characters on TV that look or act or talk or feel like them or someone they know. And I think there's an element of reality, certainly, where, you know, it's super authentic.
Do you think there's an ethical dilemma when casting people that may or may not know what they're getting themselves into, and then basically have a personality that's created through production or editing?
I very much consider those ethics, as does my business partner, as do the people that we employ. And we make an effort of making sure that we're as transparent as possible when we're casting our shows. Are there shows out there that maybe are less ethical, or casting directors or producers that are less ethical? Absolutely. It is entertainment. So, you know, for every one of me, there's probably three of another. I believe people, you know, you can't make someone say something they didn't willingly want to say. Nothing to convey. They're so scared to show intelligence. It might smear their lovely career.
I'm trying to think of a particular quote by comedian Patton Oswalt that really could explain how I feel about this.
Would it really, at this point, when we're in this... Remember how, like, in the 1500s, it was the Dark Ages? You know where we're living now? The Overlit Ages, where everything, like, everyone, like, they're doing biographies about biographers and documentaries about documentarians. It's just everyone has a camera crew up their asshole. Everyone's asshole has a movie studio in it now. Filming away! Oh, we had a lot of corn last night. Well, we'll put that on E! Channel tomorrow. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one I was thinking about. But what about the people that actually want to be on these shows? They have to know it's like a 1 in a million chance to get on and succeed and to grow a career. Kerry Goldberg was able to Skype one evening with Kaysen Burgos, an aspiring singer who's had such experience with quite possibly the granddaddy of all reality shows, American Idol.
the storm in the sky. I'm gonna be played by your behavior. How can I trust someone who's lying to me? So bow out, go. Now I should bow out, leave. I said, take your stuff and go, cause you're not for me, no. Mama knows best, yeah, when times get hard. And Papa always has a joke to make me laugh. See, Mama knows best, yeah, when I feel down, to bring me up and always keep my feet on solid ground.
Why did you choose to go the American Idol route as opposed to playing showcases and, you know, kind of grinding your way to where you want to be as an artist?
That's a good question. I feel like as an artist, when you are encountered with an opportunity, the number one rule is to take it. You can't let it pass. My family encouraged me, they pushed me to go. This was like my fourth time auditioning, farthest I've ever gotten. So it's like, you know, you go the first time, and then it motivates you to go the second time, and the third time, and whatever, until you get to where you want to be.
If you're wondering if Kaysen ever made it, he didn't. But he still tries. He's one of the millions that just wants a little 15 minutes of fame. It's Kerry Goldberg, I'm Tyler Borman. Good night.